to get to his son, who is God in a body, who has all of the totalities of the power of God being God in a body. That's who he is. And he said, I'm going to shine my light. I'm going to live in you. John said he is the light of life. So when I was thinking about it, I think it was after I did the Monday morning high. When you find out what it's there for. Okay, divine powers. What are these divine powers? How would we know? We talked about expectation for the first 10 or 15 minutes, right? Well, what should we expect? That's a logical question. When you know enough to ask a question, find the answer. First of all, in Acts 1:8, Jesus told them, and you will, lambano, you will lay hold to power. And it says, most translations like when or after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Actually, the way the verb is conjugated there, it said you will receive, you will lay hold to power as the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that gets into a whole other kind of thing. Like, when is that? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Whenever. That's the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, okay, it comes upon you one time. It's yours, right? No? Well, okay, what? No. That means like whenever. Like you can just whenever. Whenever the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you lay hold to power. Whenever. And Jesus said that. Here's what's going to happen to you guys. Okay? And when that happens, you're going to be my witnesses to me, first of all in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria, and then the othermost parts of the world. Right? Well, that's exactly what's happened. Right? Yes. So Jesus said, you're going to have power when this stuff happens. And we said, whenever we said, I say, okay. You know, again, Gary Song, I'll take your word for it, okay? It's not me anyway. We're going to get there if I'll hurry, okay? Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. Paul writes very plainly, it's not our power. Okay? It's not our power. It's but the power of God. And here we see hyperbole, which is the noun. It's God's power that exceeds the limits of physical reality and human knowledge. And he says that it's being shined light, shined into our hearts out of the face of Christ Jesus. Okay? Paul knows exactly how this works because he saw it up close and personal when not only did he not expect it, he was against it. He was absolutely convinced that all of the things of Jesus were absolutely heresy. Until suddenly, through looking into his face, the light of the power of the knowledge of God was being shined into him, and it most certainly exceeded the limits of physical reality or human knowledge. And not only that, into him, that knowledge, the knowledge of Jesus was put into him, right? He said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Okay, whatever. You know, sure. And not only from that day on, for the rest of that man's life, the most almost incredible exploits, quote, ministry, service, life was done because of what was reflected into him. This is true. This is real. And when we talk about the whole light thing, I guess we'll go there. Remember what we talked about. Right now in this room, there are, quote, light rays. Light, there are waves, rays of light all around this room. You can't see them, because we can see with our physical eyes less than 1% of the, quote, light spectrum. But we know that it's true. When you pick up your phone, you can talk on it, you can go online with it, you can do all these out, right? You can't see any of that until the device picks it up and shows it to you. All of those, quote, light waves, those rays of light, contain information. This is simply applied physics. This is not church. This is not mythical. It's not even really theological in that sense. It's reality. And what Paul is saying is the knowledge of God can be shined into you as you look at Jesus. You know, Jesus, by the Spirit of God, is broadcasting all of this information all of the time. And people go, well, I just don't see how God can do that. Really? Well, how does your phone do that? How can you have thousands of people in a building all talking on the phone to different people at the same time, some of them online, some of them probably playing games, you know? Think of that. In one place at one time, all of that stuff. That's us. That's technology, right? We're not talking about technology. We're talking about biology. We're not talking about technology. We're talking about living things. The Spirit of God himself, who's alive everywhere in me, you know, you take the telescope, shoot it out there, point it whatever direction in the universe you want. What do they see? Light. There's a radiation that's everywhere. Where'd it come from? They don't know. It's God. He permeates everything. And Jesus said that his light, his life, was the light of men. Out from him, shining into you, is everything as a man, woman, or child you need to know to do. And it is fascinating. It's fun to sit around and consider that. These waves full of information, it could be anything. Telling you where to go, telling you what to say, telling you what to do, informing you of anything there is, and empowering you.